We are waiting for our souls to catch up with our body. And that's the testimony of the average Christian. We get up in the morning and we take off, and our bodies are going at 100 miles an hour to get to where we're going, to do what we got to do, to hurry up and to get back home and to go to bed so that we can hurry up and so that we can get to where we're going and so that we can do what we can do so that we can hurry home and we can get to bed and we can get up and we can hurry and we just hurry, hurry, hurry. And here goes our body and our souls are. I guess eventually he'll realize I'm not with him. I guess sooner or later he'll come to the realization that he left me a couple days ago.
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We invite you to join us today for the first half of Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate, which is based on Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. So if you have your Bible, please open it to the book of Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, as we rejoin Dr. Glaze for the first half of Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate.
And as we come, I was reflecting all this past week on how that we've dedicated this year to prayer and some of the powerful things that we are seeing God do as a result of prayer. And you know, I'm a firm believer. I took a little time last week to get my garden going and dig up my soil and put down some fertilizer. And one of the things that you realize as a gardener, and that is if you've got some good ground, you can put whatever kind of plant, seed, whatever, and it's, you know, relatively going to do well. You get enough sunshine, enough water, that it's going to do all right if the soil is right. And I just believe that through this year, as we've kind of focused on prayer, that God has helped us to be able to get the soil right. And as a result of that, you know, we're seeing a lot of fruit. You know, we're seeing new ministries start. We're seeing new people called to the ministry. We're seeing people being added to our church. We've got about 11 people in concept class right now. We've had 4 people come in the last couple of weeks. Now, but you know, in spite of all that, because all that's good, new ministries, new people, new direction, but one of the greatest things that I'm seeing, and the reason that I'm seeing this is because I'm hearing it from you, and that is that the saints are growing. And to me, that's the most telling sign of a good soil that we can plant in, is that when people's hearts are growing. I've had people tell me that they're praying more than they've ever prayed before. They're telling me that, you know, they're spending more time with God. And I know that if you are spending time with God, that you are bringing the richness to the soil here at Bethany, even that much more greater as we take in the harvest. And now the other thing I realized too, on an individual basis, that if you are fertilizing your heart with prayer, then your heart is going to be fruitful ground also. And so we're going to continue on. I don't know. As we talk about movies, you remember that movie Forrest Gump, and he started running. Remember, he started running across country, and I guess people was asking him how long he was going to run. And you know, one day he just stopped running, and that was it. You know, that's kind of the way this thing with prayer. You know, I might just come one Sunday and say, you know, we're going to still focus on prayer this year, but as far as the messages on Sunday, I might just come one morning and say, Sunday morning, and say, well, I'm done preaching on prayer. We're going to still focus on prayer, but I'm done preaching on prayer. But until then, you know, it seemed like the Lord, week after week, he just been giving me these messages on prayer. So we'll continue on with the theme of prayer, and I'm going to ask that you would open in your Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 10, Luke chapter 10, as we continue to focus on this issue of prayer. Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 38. Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he, Jesus, and the disciples entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. As I look at specifically verse 41, where Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. Mary, or Martha, was in the kitchen, and she was cooking a big meal. And anytime we cook a big meal, we know that there are what we call dishes. You know, your casserole, you know, your chicken, your potato salad. This is Memorial Day weekend, and there's a lot of dishes that people will be cooking up. And so Martha had cooked up a lot of dishes or a lot of plates. And I believe that in verse 41, Jesus is saying to her, Martha, Martha, you have many things on your plate, and I'm not one of them. You have many things on your plate, and I am not one of them. And so I want to speak to you on this subject today, is sitting at the feet of Jesus on your plate? Is sitting at the feet of Jesus on your plate? Martha, Martha, you have many things on your plate, and I'm not one of them. I was reading a sermon by a gentleman by the name of David Derry, and he was preaching on this passage right here, and he posed the question, are you more like Martha or are you more like Mary? And then he went on to give 8 questions that you can ask of yourself to see if you're more like Martha, if you have a lot of things on your plate and you don't have room for Jesus, or if you're like Mary, that you have taken time to go sit and learn and worship at the feet of Jesus. So I want to give you these questions this morning, and I want you to answer each one and see where you're at. When life gets busy, does your time with God get pushed aside? Yeah. Think about that for a moment. When life gets busy, when you get about doing the do, and we know that for some of us, you know, even though this is Memorial Day weekend, it's supposed to be a time when we can kick back a little bit. Some of us, we crank it up another notch because we got yard work, we got to prepare for food, we got to, you know, get ready for this and get ready for that. So when life gets busy, does your time with God get pushed aside? When you try to focus on something, do you find that you are easily distracted? When you try to focus on something, do you find that you are easily distracted? Overall, would you or others say about you that you tend to be a worrier? Do you tend to be a worrier? Do you worry about things? Are you anxious? Do you ever feel sorry for yourself? Now, I'm taking all these, and he's taking all these right from the text. You know, it's not anything that's made up from some psychological test or analysis. This is coming right from the text this morning. Do you ever feel sorry for yourself? In your opinion, do you think you do more than your fair share of work? In your humble opinion, do you think that you do more than your fair share of work? Do you find at times that you are easily angered by others? Do you find at times that you are easily angered by others? Would you say that it's easy for you to see others' faults? Is it easy for you to look at other people and see their faults? And at times, do you find yourself questioning if God really cares about you? Now, if you answered yes to four or more of those questions, then you are a Martha. You are a Martha. If you answered yes to less than four, then you are Mary. I don't know, once again, I don't know where how he figured that out, but that's what he said. So are you a Martha? Are you a Mary this morning? Are you one that's up and about, cumbered, weighed down by the things and the cares of this world that you don't have time to stop and spend time in the presence of Jesus? Jesus had come to the house of Martha, and it was customary for people to wash the feet of their guests. It was customary for them to make them feel comfortable, and it was customary for them to prepare a meal for those that came to visit. And so Martha was doing what any host would have done. However, she took it to another level. She put it in overdrive and became anxious and became worried, and she got stressed out over all the things that she had to do, and instead of allowing herself to be a blessing, she allowed herself to get irritated. And any time that we don't stop and we don't take time to sit in the presence of Jesus, we will find ourselves frustrated and aggravated and dealing with situations that we shouldn't have to deal with. We ought to learn how to get aside and focus on Jesus and become so focused on the presence of God that we forget all about what's going on around us. That we become so in love and so enraptured with spending time with Christ that we forget about the things that are cumbering us down. I heard the story about a lady who was in Kansas City, and she went into the ice cream store, and she went in and she bought some ice cream. And as she turned around, she ran into Paul Newman. And she looked and saw Paul Newman, and she became so enamored with Paul Newman that she just lost track of everything that was around her. And she just kind of walked out the store, kind of starstruck. And as she walked out the store, she came to a point where she realized, where's my ice cream cone? And so she walked back in to get her ice cream cone. And she walked back in and she ran right into Paul Newman again. And Paul Newman said, are you looking for your ice cream cone? And she said, yeah. He said, well, when you put your change in your purse, you put your ice cream cone in your purse too. And we ought to become so focused on Christ at his feet, worshiping him, that we kind of lose sense of the things that are around us. See, the devil's job is to keep us busy, because if the devil can keep us busy, then he knows that he will keep us from spending time in the presence of the Lord. I have a slide that I want to put up, and it deals with this whole thing called busy. B-U-S-Y, and some of you may have heard of this before, but somebody said busy is being under Satan's yoke. Being under Satan's yoke. That if you are so busy that you don't have time to sit at the feet of Jesus, then Satan got you wrapped up. Satan got you tied up. Did you sit at Jesus' feet this past week? Were you a Mary this week? Or were you a Martha? Were you just so, you know what? And there's nothing wrong with what Martha's doing. You know, preparing, cooking, serving, absolutely nothing wrong with that. But when we get to the point where we become so wrapped up in this lifestyle and so wrapped up in these things that we don't spend time at Jesus' feet, then we're missing what it is that God has for us. I want to share with you a couple things as we look at the text this morning. And the first thing that I want to share with you, if sitting at the feet of Jesus is not on your plate, you will be distracted, defiant, disapproving, deflated, and demanding. If sitting at the feet of Jesus is not on your plate, all these things will be characteristic of your life. Doctors tell us that if there is an injury to a certain part of the body, and the body becomes inactive or inoperative, certain parts, then what happens somewhere else in the body? The rest of the body has to compensate for the inactivity of the one body part that may be a little down at that time. And the same thing is true in our spiritual lives, that if we are not spending time in prayer with Jesus, sitting at his feet, then guess what? We overcompensate in another area. If we are not quieting our heart, if we are not coming into the presence of God in prayer, then other parts of our life automatically kick in and cause those areas to have to work harder and to overcompensate. And when we overcompensate, how is that manifested? Well, first of all, it's manifested with distraction. Martha was distracted. The scripture says, but Martha was distracted with much serving. And so you will be distracted, and you will not focus on the things that are important, and you will not put your priorities will not be in place. You will go through the day just kind of floating around, frustrated and aggravated. Oh, I love the poem, and I've quoted it here often before, but it fits right in with the message this morning. I rose up early this morning and rushed into the day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't take time to pray. The problems tumbled all around me, and heavier came each task. I asked, why doesn't God help me? He said, you didn't ask. I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on cold and bleak. I asked God, why didn't you help me? And God said, my child, you didn't seek. I tried every door, and I tried every lock. I asked God, how come you don't help me? But he said, you didn't knock. I got up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. You see, my brothers and sisters, whenever we fail to sit at the feet of Jesus, we overcompensate in other areas. And one of the areas that we overcompensate in is that we become distracted. And not only do we become distracted, but we become defiant. Lord, don't you care? God, where are you at? God, how come I'm going through this? God, I'm supposed to be your child. God, how come so-and-so is giving me opposition? How come they're opposing me? What do we begin to do? We begin to be defiant. We begin to question God. Why? Because we're overcompensating for the fact that we haven't spent time at his feet. We become disapproving. That person that you got on the job with me, they're supposed to be helping me. How come they're not helping me? You know, this is supposed to be a marriage. We're supposed to be in this thing together. You know, I heard one guy was watching a promo for a TV show. The guy said, wife told him to take out the trash. He said, I thought that's what I had kids for. Disapproving. You begin to you know, find fault in everything. You look at things. You find fault with this and that person. You find fault with that. Why? Because you're overcompensating the fact that you haven't taken time to sit at the feet of Jesus. You become disapproving. You become deflated. You know, I'm here to serve alone. Yeah, we're supposed to be in this together. We could get done a lot better if we could work together. If I had somebody helping me out, if I had somebody working with me, we could make this thing work. But now you're depressed, you're discouraged, and you're deflated. You know, some of the most depressing days that people have are times when they get up in the morning and they leave God out. I tell you, you know, one thing about a day, it's just like an arrow. If you aim it wrong from the start, you're not going to hit the target. And it's the same way with your day. If you start your day off wrong, if you start your day off not even aiming at the target, then the chances are most of the day you're going to miss the target. And this is the result right here. You'll be distracted. You'll be defiant. You'll be disapproving. You'll be deflated. And you'll be demanding. What did Mary say? What did Martha say? Therefore, tell her, Jesus, go tell her to help me. And then you start demanding. And you know the thing about it? You might not even see it in yourself sometimes. You might feel the discouragement and the frustration, but other people will see it in you. I like what it said about the disciples in the book of Acts. It said that when people saw them, that they made note that they had been with Jesus, that they could see that there was something about them, there was a glow about them, there was something in their heart, something in their spirit that showed others that, hey, these folk been with somebody that helped them, that they've been with Jesus. Do people know when you haven't been with the Lord? Because it's manifested all in your spirit. You got this grumpy, this bad attitude, this defiant, demanding, disapproving, distracted spirit. You've got, and people can see it in you. And so Jesus saw right through Martha. He saw right through her all the, and what was she was trying to mask it. She was trying to cover it up with fixing plates. You know, she had a plate of lamb, and she had a plate of victuals, and she had a plate of manna, and she had all kind of plates, and she was masking it up. But you know, as good a job as she did trying to mask it with all these plates, Jesus saw right through her. He saw right through her. You know, sometimes we get so busy that we just need to slow down and let our souls catch up with us. You know, I heard this story about this traveler who was going through the jungles of Africa, and he had gathered some natives to help him to go on this journey that he was on. And he really pushed them. He pushed them. And that first day, man, they went twice as far as they ever imagined that they could have went. And the next day, when they got up and they got ready to go, and he was ready to push them again, and he was ready to leave, and they all just sat there, and nobody would move. And he asked them, what's going on? How come you guys are not ready to go? How come you're not following? And they said, we are waiting for our souls to catch up with our bodies. We are waiting for our souls to catch up with our bodies. And that's the testimony of the average Christian. We get up in the morning and we take off, and our bodies are going at 100 miles an hour to get to where we're going, to do what we got to do, to hurry up.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate? If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate? You can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request, "Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate?" or program number 100530. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request, "Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate?" or program number 100530. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208.